Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Morasi Sheyichyu. And schus Aliba Bas Nechagitol, Simcha Ben Nechagitol, and Adina Basheva Bas Nechagitol. We're going to be learning the Inyan of Eidus B'Kiddushin based on a shir given by Harav Rudem in Zichron Lebracha. It says in the Gemara on Davov Amid Aleph in Kiddushin, Tanur Rabban Areat, Ishti Areat, Arasasi Areat, Knuyeli Mekudesh. So if a man says all these lashonos to women, you're my wife, you're my arusa, you're Knuyeli, you're choir to me, she's Mekudeshes. Areat Sheli, Areat Breshus, Areat Skukuli Mekudeshes. He says these other lashonos, you're mine, you're in my domain, you're connected to me, Mekudeshes. This din is Nifsek B'Shulchan Aruch, B'Simen Chav Zayin, Sif Beis. Armela Arayat Ishti Arayat Kukasi Arayat Knuil Arayat Arusasi Arayat Sheli Arayat Brishusi Arayat Lukuchasi. All these lashonos, she's mikudeshes. The Rama adds, Im hevina dvarav, if she understood what the man was saying. The Avnei Miluim writes there in Sif Katan Vav that it's mashma midivrei Rama shafilu lo yadua eidin ba'osa shah. Shevina divrei Abaal, even if the Edim did not know at that time that she understood what the man was saying, nevertheless, since she said at the end that she indeed understood what the husband was saying, that is enough to make it a valid Kiddushin. Asks the Avnei Miluim, how could she be Mekudeshes in such a case? It's Kimakadish below Edim. Since the Edim didn't know B'Shas Ma'is HaKiddushin, that she wants to marry him. The Edim didn't know that she understands the Lashon. So how could it be a valid Kiddushin? Answers the Avnei Miluim al Pidivrei Ran, famous Ran, Medarim Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, Divraschov Isha, who writes, Kevin Shatara Amra Ki Yikach Ish Isha, V'lo Amra Ki Tilakach Isha Li Ish, Lo Kol Emena Shetach Nizatzim Elu Shus Abal. Mishum Hachi Amrinan, Parakam de Kiddushin, the Amra Reini Muresis Lacha, Ein Bidvra Mamish, Elamikavan, Shimaskemis, Likidusha Ishim, Vatelis, Daita Vertsona, Mashvinavshe, Telabal, Kidvashel Hefker, Vabal Machnitsa Lirishuso, Helga Chemeno Donner Bikidush Mitzara Isha, Elamitsar Habal. So he says that since the Torah says when a man takes a woman, it doesn't say when a woman is taken to a man, she cannot bring himself into his Rishus. And therefore it says a woman can't say Areini Mureses Lecha, doesn't mean anything, because then she's taking himself to him. But rather, since she agrees for the Kiddushin, she is nullifying her das and her will, and she's making herself like a dover of Hefker. And then the husband is taking her, she's letting herself be taken in by the husband. And therefore we don't talk about the Kiddushin Mitzad Aisha, the Kiddushin is Mitzad HaBaal. So Lefizeh, Rav Avnei Miluim writes, that since the whole Ma'isa Kedushin was done through the Baal, and a woman doesn't do anything bigger Ma'isa Kedushin, that's the mechanics of Kedushin, that it's the Baal taking and the woman being passive. But just since it's impossible to be Mekadish a woman Baal Karcha, you can't force her, therefore she has to agree to the Ma'isa of the Baal, and she has to make herself Kedavr Shel Hefker, in order that the Baal should be Mekadish her. Therefore, you don't need Edim on the Ma'isa Isha at all. The Edim are only for the man, since the man is the active party, since the man is the one doing the actual kinyan, and the woman is just completely passive, just making herself Hefker, we don't need Edim on the woman, we only need Edim on the man. So therefore, we don't have to have the Edim, don't have to know that she understood the Lashon of Kiddushin. And the Avnei Miluim proves his Shita from what it says later on, in Dafnun Amud Aleph. The Gemara wants to prove Dvarim Shebelev, Einam Dvarim, and Abayu says, Alam Rabbi Mehacha, so what this means is that in the Gemara it says in the Mishnah there on Mentes on the base that if a man was Mekadesh a woman, Amanas that I'm a Kohen, and it turns out he's a Levi. In other words, he said Amanas that I'm something that I'm not, that he's not. So she's not Mekadesh because he misled her. And even though the woman said in her heart she wants to be married to him, nevertheless, Eina Mekudeshes. And from here, Abaye proved that it must be that Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. Otherwise, she said that she wanted to be married to him, even though he didn't fulfill the Tanai, so she wasn't misled. But nevertheless, they're not married because Varim Shabalei, Vainam Dvarim. Frek the Avnei Miluim. That even if you say that Dvarim Shabalei Var Dvarim, nevertheless, it shouldn't be Kedushin because Kedushin need Edom. And there's no Edom in her Das. So how can you say that if Dvarim Shabalei would be Dvarim, then she'd be married? Well, there's no Edom that, there's no Edom on the Dvarim Shabalev. So how could she possibly be married? So this doesn't seem to make sense. Only because Dvarim Shabalev ain't a Dvarim, she's not married. Dvarim Shabalev Dvarim, she would be married. Why? There's no Edus on her Das. So it must be that you don't need Edus al Das Isha. And as long as the woman says Kach HaYidati, that's enough. And she's Miskadeshes, just Dvarim Shabalev ain't a Dvarim. But generally, you don't need, had to have Edim on the woman's Das. Now, there are two parts to the Maisa Kiddushin. There's Nesinas HaKesef, Liyad HaIsha, and Amiras HaBal. There's the handing over the money, and then there's the speaking of the man. Linya Nesivas and Nesinas HaKesef, the opinion of the Nesivas is, or at least the Granat in Simon Sadi Aleph is Miyashev, his kasha, on the Nesivis, with this, that you don't need that the woman should be kona the kesef kedushin. It's enough that the kesef comes l'reshusa, even though she's not kona the money. The woman doesn't have to be kona the kesef kedushin. In other words, there's a possible kashi around the Avnei Miluim. That even though mitzad haskama se'isha, that's not part of the etzem ma'aseh kedushin, it's only the husband who's active, but the edim have to know das ha'isha in order to know that she was kona of the kesef kedushin. Otherwise, there's no ma'aseh kedushin if she wasn't kona of the kesef kedushin. So then the Avnei Miluim's kasha is reinstated. How can her hidden das count? The edim don't know that she had das to be kona of the kesef, and that part she's active. So the answer is the woman doesn't have to be kona of the kesef as long as the money comes into her hand. So that would be Miyashiv. This Havana Alpi, the Nesivis, would be Miyashiv, the Avnei Miluim. That the Edom don't have to be made, Aldas Yishiv and the Gabi Kinyan HaKesef, because the woman doesn't have to be kona the Kesef, it just has to come into her hand. And we can bring a Raya for this Yisoid, from what it says later on in Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, that if the woman said, Heilach Mana, take this Mana, Ve'akadish Anilach, Ba'adam Chashuv Mekudashes, a woman says, take this money, and I'll be married to you. If he's an important person, a chashuv guy, she's mekudeshes. Why? With the hana that he was mekabel v'matana, gamra mekanya le'nafsha. So she's makna herself to him. With that hana, she's makna herself to the man that he accepted the gift, so that's worth a sheva pruta for her. Now there, the husband didn't give her anything in order that she should be kona the kesef kedushin. So it's muchach that all she has to do is get hana s'maman. As long as she gets some sort of hana, that's enough. But here she's not making any kinyan maman. So you see that all you need is hana s'maman, and here you have hana, and that's enough, but she doesn't actually have to have a proper kinyan. Fizeh, we can answer the Kashiv Tosis and Rashi later on, Dav Ches Amud Beis. It says, there Tana Rabbanan, his Kachali b'manan. He says, marry me with a man, and the woman says, Tanem Agabe Sel, Aina Mekudeshes. Put them on a rock, she's not Mekudeshes. Tanem Sel, Shalom Mekudeshes. The rock was hers, then she is married. What if the rock belonged to both of them? And just the Gemara Teku. Rashi explains, Shechatzer, Shaladam Kone, Vareu Kamoshe Mekabalto. That a person's chatzir is kona, and it's like she was makabel this kesef kedushin. if the sel is hers. Fractosis, if that's the case, then what's the shayla of sel shel shneim? We paskin baba baser pei dalet amid beis chotzer shel shutfim einor koinu l'shum echad min hashutfim. By zoy, it's pashut that she's not mekudeshes. She wasn't koinu the kesef kedusha. So what bechlal, according to Rashi, says Tosfos, is the Gemara's a stapka, is the Gemara's safek about sel shel shneim? It's pashut she's not mekudeshes. If Rashi learns that the word is that chatzer shel adam koine, and therefore she was a mekablet, if it's her sela, then if it's both of their selas, then it's pashut she's not mekudeshes, because a chatzer shel shutfin isn't koine, it's shum echad. So what's the safek about sel shel shneim? But the Das Hanasivis, the way we understood him, it's very good. Because you don't need Dine Kinyan in order to be Miskadish Bekesef. You just need to be Makabel Bekesef. And if that's so, as long as she has Rishus on the money, she can guard the money over there. It's her Rishus. And it's a Kabbalah. And you can do it. You're right, it's not a Kinyan, but it's a Kabbalah. And that's enough for us. So if it's hers, so then avada that's Kabbalah Sakesef. And the Shaila is if it belongs to both of them. Is that considered Sheesh La Rishus Ala Kesef Yechol L'Shomra? Is that considered Kabbalah? Is it considered that it's Makom Hefker because it Etzem doesn't only belong to her, it also belongs to him? So it's not like it's her Rishus, it's not like a proper Kabbalah? Or it is a proper Kabbalah? So Rashi says Mitzad the Kinyan. And then Tosis asks, Tosis is Kasha, but then what about Chatzur Shel Shnisel Shel Shneim? It's Pashat that it's no good. So we could have a different Havana. That it's not Alts Kinyan, but it's Alts being a Kabbalah. If it's her cell, it's a proper Kabbalah. And if it's a cell of both of them, Shaila, is it a proper Kabbalah? And according to this Yisod, we can also answer the Suffolk of the Rishonim by what it says later on, that a person can say to his Bitok Tana, Siva Kibli Kiddushayich. Go out and be makabel your kedushin. Be miskadeshes be kabbalas hakesef liyoda. And she's miskadesh when she receives the money. Ask the Rishonim, right? The man says to his bitok tana, go out and receive your kedushin. She's miskadeshes when she receives the kedushin. Ask the Rishonim, how she miskadeshes be kabbalasa. Vare ein schia lekatan. We had a number of shiurim on this. We saw mamish neflos mitaras Hashem. Akol panim siyata tishmaya. So how is she miskadeshes pekabalah sein zchiyah lekotan? So how is this bas ketana under 12 miskadeshes? Based on what we said, it's very good because you don't need any kinyan. It's enough kabbalah, and a ketana doesn't have a yad for a kinyan, but she's birshus atzma enough that she could be makabel, and that suffices. Another nafkamina with this yisod would be to explain a gemara. Davav amid beis, amar abayi mekadesh milvein mekadesh. If one's mekadesh with the loan that he gave, she's not mekudeshes. V'hanas milvein mekudeshes. V'asalasis kain mipnei haramas ribis. But if it's hanas milve, the hanava milve, then she is mekudeshes, but you're not allowed to do so because it looks like ribis. The Gemara wants to know what this hanas milve is. What's this hanas milve that she's mekudeshes? The Gemara concludes the arvich lezimna. He extends the time, which means that a woman is chayv money to a man, and then the man extends the time frame for the loan. If he's mekadesh her with this hana of the time extension, she's mekudeshes. Just, you're not allowed to do so because it looks like ribis. Because it looks like he's getting more than he just gave her $100 and he's going to get back $100 and her and Gufa Isha. So that looks like ribis. Frek the Rashba, why isn't it real ribis? What does it mean it looks like ribis? It's real ribis. Why? Because the woman's giving herself to the man tomorrow's harvach hazman. He's getting more than he gave. He gave $100, and then he's going to eventually get the $100 back, but since he extended the time for the loan, he's getting her also. So it turns out that he's getting more for the loan than he gave. So that's real ribbis. How's this permitted? So frek the Rashba. Based on our Yisod, it's very good. Because we said that you don't have to be kona the most to be miskadish bekesef. So if you don't have to be kona the most, it must be that this money is not dmei ha'isha. This money is not money in exchange for the woman, and there would have to be a kinyan. He's acquiring her, so she has to acquire the money. So it's not dmei ha'isha. If it was dmei ha'isha, she would have to get the money. But rather, what is it? It's just a stam ma'isa kinyan. It's not dmei ha'isha. It's a ma'isa kinyan that the man makes on the woman is a ma'isa kinyan. That's what's happening when he's giving her the money. But there's no value. He's not giving her money in exchange for her body. Because there's no shivui legufa isha, as we discussed in previous shiura. And we should say that there's ribis. Because she has no shavius. She didn't give him anything. It's not considered monetary value. Since all he's doing is, all that has to be done is that he just puts the money in her hand. She doesn't have to actually be kona the money. That would seem to indicate that he's not, if she would have to be kona the money, that would mean that she acquires the money, and in exchange, she's saying, now you can acquire me. But if she's not acquiring the money, that means he's not acquiring her. And if he's not acquiring her, then it's no ribis. So what is the ma'isa kedushin? It's just a ma'isa kinyan that he puts money in her hand, she's makabel, and that's it. And then she's married. But it's not that he's being kone. It's not that the money is dmei ha'isha, and then he's being kone the gufa isha. The woman has no shavis. You can't put a price tag on her. And memela, it's not considered ribis, because he's not getting more money than he gave. So that would seem to be the correct understanding of this nafkamina and our havana. And I'm not 100% sure about that. And Amir Tashem, the next shir, we will discuss the Shita of the Pnei Yehoshua, who argues with the Avnei Miluim. And we will continue seeing Amir Tashem, Niflaot Mitorat Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.